World of Warcraft has now released a brand new game mode that's never existed in the game before called World of Warcraft Plunder Storm. Now, do me a favor, put a 5 in the chat if you've played the game mode. If you're a WoW player, there's a high chance you probably have. Let me know in the YouTube comments later after this video. Let me know if you have tried it. But World of Warcraft Plunder Storm honestly caught the gaming community by storm, because not only has it never existed in WoW, but it's really a very unique game mode that's kind of almost never existed before. They took an MMORPG and they made it into a battle royale. Now, if you're not familiar with what a battle royale is, it's not something that WoW created. It's actually been existing for a few years. I've played probably way too many hours of it in my life. Let me know in the chat right now, what's your favorite battle royale? For me, H1Z1. Come on, somebody. The game's dead now. Feels bad. But a battle royale is very, very simple in concept. A certain amount of people, normally a larger group, 100, sometimes 150, people literally fall from the sky. They have no weapons. They have nothing. And Tyra Nair, if you've never played a BR, you gotta try one out, okay? Because they're so much fun. A bunch of people fall from the sky. They all land. You have no weapons. You have nothing. It is an equal playing field. And the objective is simple. Fight to the death. Last person standing wins. Last person standing wins. Very, very simple. But that's why I think it's so much fun, because it literally is just this like 100-person bloodbath. And may the best person win. I think it's great. There's a lot of RNG involved with it. Some people like it, some people don't. I happen to really love battle royales. I find them to be a ton of fun. But it was very, very cool to see one of my favorite games. Y'all know I love World of Warcraft. Got the shirt repping into all the things. To see World of Warcraft introducing a battle royale, this was something so cool, so unique. And what I want to do today, as we celebrate the ultimate, the most epic respawn, I believe, of all time, today I want to bring an encouraging message I've entitled, What Plunderstorm Teaches Us About the Life of Jesus. Now, if you're not familiar with battle royales, there are basically three phases that I would consider that happen in every battle royale game, if you can live that long. First, you start off with what is called early game. Now, early game is probably the game has just started, you're falling from the sky, you're landing. Your main objective is probably to pick up some weapons and Plunderstorm. Your main objective is to start killing some mobs, getting some experience, getting abilities. And it's very, very, the very beginning of the game. And hopefully no one lands on you. And hopefully you get a chance to survive. If you've survived all the way through early game, then it's time to jump into what I would call kind of mid to late game. Mid to late game is like, I've got a few levels under my belt. In Plunderstorm, I'm probably level 6-ish, somewhere around there. I've maybe filled up my ability bar, but they're all green abilities. Like if you notice here in the video playing on the screen, you'll be able to see that like you get these abilities on your bar, but you have to actually level them up. You also have to level up your individual character. In Plunderstorm, you start at level 1 and you've got to be leveling up. So like mid game, you probably got some abilities. You're watching footage of early game, but your focus is leveling them up. Surviving, probably getting in a few fights here and there, but you're still kind of focused on surviving. And then of course you move to what is end game. And I mean, these are like the final moments. Like the storm is closing in. If you don't know, in battle royales, there's normally some sort of circle around the map that's getting smaller and smaller, forcing everyone to get closer to each other. The storm is probably super small. There's probably only maybe 2 or 3, a handful of people. You're probably already max level. Your abilities are probably max. And now it's like, whether you like it or not, you're going to have to fight to the death. Like it's coming for you, whether you like it or not. And what I want to do is I want to use this analogy of Plunderstorm, early game, mid game, and late game to really walk us through the life of Jesus, his early game, his mid game, and his end game, leading up to what I believe can teach us and help us understand what I believe is the most epic respawn of all time, the ultimate respawn of Jesus. Let's talk a little bit of early game. Like I mentioned in this game, Plunderstorm and other battle royales, you really start falling from the sky. You see here, this is a content creator by the name of Zaryu. Maybe some of you have heard him. He is right now doing a duo with Peekaboo. And actually, literally today, there is a $50,000 content creator competition in this game mode, and put some F's in the chat because your boy did not get invited. Okay? But it's okay. I'd rather be here preaching anyway. And you see them dropping end game, and like they fell from the sky. They came from above. They had no abilities. But as you see, now they're beginning to pick them up. Their main objective is farming experience, they've got to really make sure that they're going to get ahead of the curve. But when the game first starts, they're falling from above. They're coming to where their players are, and they're landing with no abilities. And honestly, they're pretty defenseless. Like, they have actually no way of being able to protect themselves. And their main objective is to keep on leveling up and keep gaining experience. And when we look at the life of Jesus, we begin to see what was his early game, which in a lot of ways I think is very, very similar to what we see in Plunder Storm. One of the things that I think makes Jesus very, very unique is just like we saw in the footage, where every time you start a battle royale, you don't start on the lower level. You start from above. And in order to engage in the game, in order to engage in the community, you need to go down to where the people are at. And what makes Jesus so, in my opinion, so unique and so beautiful is that Jesus is not the type of God that says, I'm at a faraway distance and you need to come to where I'm at. You need to work hard to get on my level. No, no, no. Instead, Jesus from above, in a place of glory called heaven, where the angels worship him 24/7, singing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. He steps off of his golden gaming chair, off of his throne, and he comes down from above to where you and I are at. He comes down not only to be with us, but he comes down to be one of us. Look what Matthew 1:23 says. It says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, the life of Jesus is so important to understand this concept of a virgin birth. It's something we talk a lot about at Christmas. It's because God wanted to truly be one of us, be among us. So there is what is called immaculate conception. Let me just break down that huge word, what it means. It means that God was both fully man and fully God. Well, how can that be possible? This miraculous conception that God is literally placing Jesus in the womb of Mary without any sort of physical contact between two humans. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about, okay? And the reality is, that is the only way that Jesus can be both man and God. Because maybe you have learned about human history, but if you only have two human parents, then you're just a human. You're just another human. But Jesus, born of Mary, makes him man, but then conceived of God, placed in the womb. It's a miracle. Makes him God. And he's able to come down to this earth. This is his early game and lives amongst humanity. But just like I mentioned in early game in the Battle Royale, when you see Zaryu first hitting the ground here, literally one of his first objectives is he needs to try and find some abilities. He's pretty defenseless. He's only level one, not much experience underneath his belt, no abilities to be able to fight back. And when I see the early game of Jesus being born into our world, you know what humbles me and blows my mind so much? That God, the master and maker of all creation, the one who has all power, the one who is max level, who has all max level abilities, he chose to come down as level one. Instead of coming down to where I'd be like, hey guys, I'm the best. I'm the king. I got a crown on my head. I've come to just dominate the world. He comes down as a level one. He comes down with no abilities, leaving himself defenseless. Do you realize that Jesus volunteered in order to be amongst humanity? First of all, he put himself for 9 months in the prison of a womb of a woman that he created for 9 months, and then is born so that he might be with us, like we read. And the God of all infinite knowledge, who has all information of everything that ever was and ever will be in his mind, but yet trapped in the body of an infant who can't even speak a word. Jesus chose to come down as level one, defenseless, both God and both man. And this was his early game. He came down to the world in which you and I were at. But just like you experience in battle royales and just like you experience in real life, you start off early game, but then you begin to get some experience, you get older. And then if you can survive long enough in Plunderstorm and in other battle royales, you then make it, of course, to what is called the mid to late game. Now, I'm going to be honest, the mid to late game is it's where I struggle the most. I'm just going to keep it real with you, okay? Normally around mid to late game, you're probably somewhere around maybe level 6, maybe level 7. You're probably beginning to engage in some fights. You got some abilities. Like we see Zaryu here. He doesn't even have all the abilities. His 4 slot is empty, but he's level 5. He's focusing on killing mobs. He's getting in some fights with some people. But really, really the big focus of, at least in my opinion, mid game is to make sure you're continuing to get experience. If you want to reach endgame and you want to be like the other players, you have to make sure that you're continuing to get experience. Now, this for me is where I struggle the most, because there's a very unique part in Plunderstorm that, in my at least knowledge, I don't believe has ever existed in any other battle royales, is when you first land, you are level 1, like I mentioned. And there are these mobs and monsters around the world, and you kill them and you are getting experience. And the more things that you kill, it also counts for players. When you kill things, you are leveling up. However, at least to my current knowledge, I've never seen it. The mobs around the map, they don't respawn when you kill them. So you got 60 people falling from the sky. Everyone's killing mobs. They're getting experience. But then around that mid to late game, like most of the mobs are, they're dead. Like they've already been killed. So I'll be honest, where I struggle the most is in this mid game, because I level up really fast. I might get 1 or 2 kills. I've killed a bunch of mobs. But then I'm like, there's nothing really left for me to kill. And I kind of hit this plateau where, man, if I want to be able to be like the other people at end game, if I want to be able to have the level of experience that they have, I got to make getting an experience the focus of my mid game. And when it came to the life of Jesus, from all the way that he was a child until he was all the way 33 and a half years old, which is the age in which he died, throughout that, before the very end, his mid game, some of you might not understand, was full of Jesus experiencing what it's like to be human. He spent 33 and a half years walking amongst humanity, walking amongst you and I, gaining experience so that he can relate to you and to me, so that he can understand what it's like to be human, so that when he gets to end game, he has the level of experience of the other people in which he is around. Read this verse with me. This one for me is what gives me so much comfort and so much relatability, that there is a God in heaven who wanted to understand what it was like to be me. Hebrews 4, 14 to 16. Read this with me. It says, therefore, since we have a great high priest, this is talking about Jesus. Since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith that we profess. Here's where we're diving in. For we do not have a high priest, for we do not have a God, for we do not have a Savior who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Therefore, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. You see, one thing that's literally happening right now in this moment is that I am, of course, talking all about Plunderstorm and this battle royale, using it as a metaphor and analogy to help us understand the life of Jesus. However, for most of you, you know what? Do me a favor, put a 5 in chat if you've never played Plunderstorm. 5 in the chat if you've never played it. For a lot of you right now, you are experiencing what is called secondhand information. We got lots of people. Mordecai, Sunny, never played it. Commander, this we should be playing after the Fall Guys event. I'm just saying. I mean, so many fives. So many fives. You are right now getting what's called secondhand information, meaning I'm telling you about something, but you've never experienced it. Never been through it. You've never played it. You have never done what Zaryu is doing on screen right now, what I was doing right before I started sharing this message. You don't have the experience. It's just secondhand information. Let me tell you, you know what's the worst thing ever? Okay, it gets me worked up. when somebody's trying to give advice or talk about something
they've never done.
You ever hear a parent? Sorry, you ever hear someone that's not a parent give parent advice?
Get out of my face.
I don't want your secondhand information, bro. I don't care if you read a book one time. I don't care if you heard a podcast one time. I don't care, bro. I don't want your secondhand information. That's why I stay in my zone. People come into my stream all the time, ask questions, and I love being able to encourage people. And I love being able to talk about what I have experienced. However, if I haven't experienced it, I'm going to stay in my own lane, people. I've literally had people ask me parenting advice on my stream, and I'll literally tell them, like, bro, I'm not a parent. Like, I can give you secondhand information, but I've never done the thing, bro. You don't want advice from me, a guy that's never been what you've been through, who's never done the thing that you're seeking to understand. And what I've come to tell you today is that Jesus, throughout his life, he spent his life on this earth. God subjected himself to experiencing the pain, the hurt, the betrayal, being mocked and lied about, so that he could understand and relate to the pain that you and I have endured in this world. So friends, please take comfort. You're not going to be talking about the game Plunderstorm with someone that's never played it. You're going to be someone who has been in the fire with you. You're going to be having a conversation with a God in heaven who understands what it's like to be stabbed in the back, who understands what it's like to watch your loved ones be betrayed, who understands what it's like to be betrayed himself. The Bible says that he understands the pain. He understands the hurt of humanity. Now, he may not have endured every exact variable that you endured, but he's God. And he knows all the things that you and I endure, face. So friends, we're talking about the life of Jesus. Understand that his mid-game was spent, a lot of it, relating to you, understanding you. Just like I said, spending the mid-game gaining experience. Jesus spent his life, although he already knew, because he has all knowledge there is to know. But Jesus, when talking to you, didn't want to give you an almighty, powerful God secondhand information. When you come to God and you share your burdens and your hurts, Jesus goes, man, I remember what that was like. Man, you got someone talking bad about you behind it. Man, I remember. I don't just have this God knowledge that because I know all things, I can know what you're going through. No, he says, yeah, I remember when that happened to me, man. Man, that hurt, that anxiety. I remember what that was like. Many people today are facing deep levels of anxiety. The Bible says that Jesus, in the garden called Gethsemane, he knelt down to pray, and he was so full of distress and anxiety that he literally sweat blood from his brow. He understands. He knows the hurt. You do not have a God in heaven who does not understand not only you, but what it's like to be and go through some of the things that you've gone through. Also, when you're in mid-game in Plunderstorm, one of the things you really got to do is you got to start fighting off enemies, man. I mean, because you start reaching that point where, dude, I mean, the circle's getting smaller. It's not super small just yet, but I mean, you got to keep getting experience. And I said there's hardly any mobs left. So what you got to start doing, like you're seeing here, you got to start fighting some other people. These people start walking in your direction. I was playing this morning. Dude, that guy's looking at me funny, bro. I'm coming for you, baby. If you're coming for me, I'm coming for you. I'm going to defend myself. We're going to get in combat, and I'm going to make sure that I come out on top, even though I haven't won a game yet, so I'm not doing a very good job. However, it's, you know, you ever play a game and you do better in your mind than you do actually, like, you know, in person? Doesn't turn out the way you thought. But if you come for me, I'm coming for you, okay? You want to slap me up a little bit? I'm going to slap you right back. Like, we're gonna engage in combat, okay? Last man standing, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that last man standing is me. But you see, Jesus, when he was in his mid to late game, the Bible tells us that the guards came and took him. And when the guards came to take Jesus to begin his process of crucifixion, even his followers, his friends, they're trying to stop Jesus from being taken. And Jesus even says to his disciples, no, stop defending me. You need to let them take me. You see, in battle royales, when I'm doing everything I can to defend myself, but Jesus was more concerned with defending you than defending himself. And the Roman guards, they took Jesus and they brought him to a man named Pilate. And he stood before the crowd. And this was a specific day where really they would let one prisoner go. And they had Jesus on one side and they had a man by the name of Barabbas on the other. And they said to the crowd of people, one of these can go free. We've got this murderer, this liar, this thug by the name of Barabbas, or we have really what is this innocent man who's really done nothing wrong by the name of Jesus. Who do you want to set free? And the crowd screams with confidence, free Barabbas. And I'm not gonna lie, if I'm Jesus and we're in the last man standing scenario, we're in a battle royale, bro, we're a 1v1. Barabbas, it's you or it's me. I'm coming to my defense, bro. I'm pulling a guard. I'm breaking out of those chains, and Barabbas gonna get a smack down. You're not taking me, bro. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm gonna defend myself as much as I can. But we see Jesus in this mid to late game standing by is literally deliberately losing the 1v1. Let him have Barabbas. And then Jesus gets taken to a post to be whipped. 39 lashes with a tool called the cat of nine tails, where on the end of every strand would be something like a piece of glass, nails, the claws of an animal, which at times would then be dipped in old goat's blood that had been sitting out all day just so that the bacteria would get into you. And with every whip, excruciating pain, and with every whip, because he's God and had all power, he could have stopped it. But with every whip, he thought of you. That I'm more concerned with defending humanity than I am with defending myself. I must pay the price, the consequence of sin that I have done, that all of us have done, so that we can experience the forgiveness and be reunited into relationship with God. But with every whip and whip and whip, rather than defending himself, rather than fighting back, he stood back idly and allowed them to torture him so that you and me could be forgiven. And after he was beaten so bad, the Bible says that even his closest friends could barely recognize him as human. They took on him a crown for what they mocked was a king, but not a crown of gold, but yet a crown of thorns that dug so deep into his brow that he bled even more. You see, normally in other battle royales, especially in H1Z1, which was one of the first famous ones on the market, at the end of every victory, your character would hold up a crown, a crown of gold, a crown of royalty, showcasing, I'm the best, I'm number one. But Jesus, the king of the whole universe, instead of flaunting his crown, he wore a crown of thorns on his head for the forgiveness of humanity. Then they brought him up a hill called Golgotha, and they used nails to nail him to a cross. And they nailed his feet, and they nailed him, and they nailed him on this cross, and they tortured him, and they mocked him, and they spit in his face. And then we see Jesus doing what only God does in this next verse, Matthew 2740. And saying, you who are going to destroy, these are people literally mocking Jesus. You who are going to destroy the temple and build it back in 3 days, and you think you're going to resurrect from the grave, save yourself. Come down from the cross if you really are the Son of God. In this last man standing, battle royale, bro, defend yourself. But we see Jesus yet again, choosing that instead of what you see these players doing in this battle royale, which is 100% the right thing to do, to defend themselves. It's what I do when I play. But when Jesus was in a last man standing scenario, he said, no, I'm not going to defend me. I'm going to defend you. And they nailed him to the cross. And a lot of people don't understand, the torture device of the cross was not actually even just the nails. It was actually the suffocation. Because the way that it hung you on the cross, it positioned you and your rib cage in a way where it made it almost impossible to breathe. So in order to actually be able to get a breath, you would have to use the nail through your feet as an anchor to get yourself high enough just to be able to catch a breath, and then back down into the pain while not being able to breathe. And in order to keep yourself alive, you would repeat this horrifying, torturous process over and over. And Jesus, I'm be honest, if I'm on this cross and I'm Jesus, bro, I'm jumping off that thing. I'm popping my cooldowns. I am going to bloodlust. I'm going to pop my ultimate, and all of y'all are getting obliterated into existence. Like, GG, bro. Last man standing. But Jesus just hangs on this cross, thinking about you and me and how he's choosing in that moment to not defend himself, but rather to defend you. And Jesus, in one of his final moments, musters up the strength to torture himself, to get up just enough breath to say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then goes back down with a heart of compassion to forgive and love humanity. This is Jesus, who has, I believe, shown more compassion, for more love, more forgiveness than any other human who has ever walked this earth. Because he was not just man, he is God. And if in Plunder Storm or other battle royales, you can manage to survive long enough through the late game, through the early game, excuse me, and you can survive the mid to late game, you'll arrive at what I call endgame. In endgame, it's probably a scenario where you are probably going to be having some serious, serious combat. You're probably reaching a place where the storm that is surrounding the map, it's probably gotten pretty small. The circle is closing in. The circle keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. You're probably surrounded by enemies. You're probably surrounded by a lot of people who want to be able to kill you. And the truth is, especially if you're a streamer, in this endgame moment, you probably got a lot of people watching you thinking, he's never going to be able to pull this off. Especially if you're watching my stream. Come on, somebody. There's probably people watching. You're probably just surrounded by the public. They're watching this endgame experience, and they think you'll never be able to pull this off. You went into the game saying, hey, guys, I'm about to pull a W. I'm about to win this game. And your friends are going, yeah, okay. You're never going to pull this off. But of course, if you do end up being the last man standing, then of course you're presented with that good old victory royale. You've won the game. You are the last man standing. But you see, when it came to Jesus' end game, the final moments of his life, just like in Plunder Storm, his circle was getting smaller. Even the people around him, his closest circle of friends, betraying him. Peter denying the fact that he ever even knows him. after Jesus dies, most of his followers just went back to doing what they're doing because they didn't even believe in him anymore. They lost hope. Well, he's dead. I guess there's really nothing left for all of us. There's nothing here. His circle is getting smaller and smaller. He's surrounded by enemies, people that want to kill him, though he's done nothing to deserve it. And just like these streamers playing in this content creator competition, literally today, $50,000 on the line. The public is watching Jesus on this cross, knowing you said you were going to win. You said you would have the victory. And after 3 days, you would rise from the grave. You're not going to be able to pull it off, man. Even his best friends, even his closest friends didn't even believe he could do it. And Jesus, knowing all of this, still endured the cross. And in his end game, rather than being the last man standing, died so that you and I could have the victory. He deliberately lays down his life, not to defend himself, but to defend you and me. And so many people spend their lives trying to attain victory, trying to win in so many areas of life. And literally even the past week, all these 60 content creators that were invited in this $50,000 competition have spent every waking moment of their day practicing, trying so, so hard so that they can see this on the end of their screen. And they can, of course, win $50,000. And of course, for most people, that is completely the right thing to do. You got to practice. You got to put in the work. You want to be able to get the victory. You're going to have to earn it yourself. And most streamers that you watch, that's probably how they attain victory. But you see, there's one content creator that I want to show you who attained victory in a very, very different way. Her name is Wow Grandma 78. She is literally a grandmother. She is 82 years old. She streams on Twitch. She is an absolute legend. Plays World of Warcraft. Wow Grandma, if you ever see this, hit me up. Let's do a little duo stream. It'd be the best thing ever, okay? And she tried playing this new Plunder Storm mode. And you gotta check out this clip of her getting her first ever W in Plunder Storm. Amanda, roll the clip. Let's check this thing out. This is a moment. This is a moment you won't forget. Here she is. Got the bush and everything. Come on.
Oh, my tree won't go up the hill.
There's a few people remaining, and she's just trying to make sure she survives.
I'm a drowning tree. She's just trying to live.
She wants to be the last woman standing. Come on now. The last grandma standing. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Plunder Wonder. What? How did I get level one? How did I get level one? They must have let me.
Oh, you love it. Come on, put the GGs in the chat. Wow, Grandma 78 taking the W's. You love to see it. Now, here's the deal. I think Wow Grandma is absolutely incredible. Would love the privilege and honor maybe to play with her one day. And the reality is she's better at Plunder Storm than me. I've literally never won a game. I still, and it's not for lack of trying. I've been spamming this game. I just get good, Susie. I have not yet been able to win a game. However, I think most of us can agree it's probably not your common way to get a victory royale. It can be done, but it's not your common way to win the game. And the reality is I don't 100% know the context of this clip, but really there's two scenarios here in which she won the game. Sometimes what can happen in a very end game moment is that there can be two people fighting and they're both really low health. And then that storm is closing in. And then maybe it just ends up killing the person who won that fight. And now while Grandma just wins by default, that could be the case. We don't actually know. But you know what I love that she said at the end of that video, which is the other option in how she won the game. She said, they must have let me win. Somebody else sacrificed themselves so that I could win so that I could achieve victory. It came at a cost that somebody else was willing to do for me. Somebody let me win. You see, today, many content creators are competing to be the last man standing so they can win a price of $50,000. But Jesus paid a price so much higher, not so that he could win, but so that you could win. The Bible says that Jesus gave his life to die on the cross so that you and I could live in victory. Victory from sin, victory from addiction, victory from guilt and shame, so that we don't have to be tied down to the mistakes of our past. Jesus died so we could live, achieve, and walk in victory. I talk to so many people all the time, and they feel stuck, they feel bound, they feel lost, they feel so much that God does not desire for you. It doesn't mean that following Jesus will make life perfect, but it means that in the end, if we follow Jesus, put our trust in him, we'll turn from our sins and say, God, I want to follow your way. I've done it enough myself. I've tried to find the answers within myself. I've tried and tried and tried to get a victory royale. I've tried to be the last man standing. But no matter how hard I try, it just doesn't work. Jesus invites you to receive his free gift of victory, because he died to let you win. He died to give you life. And then he did something that no solo player has ever done in the history of any battle royale. It can be done in duos where you can respawn your old teammate. But never in history has there been someone in a battle royale that has played solo by themselves, has been able to resurrect themselves. And before he even died, he said he would do it, that 3 days later, he would rise from the grave. And I've come to tell some of you today, we're not talking about a dead God. We're not talking about a silent savior. We're talking about a Jesus who on the third day, just like he said, he called it that he would rise from the grave. And it absolutely blew everybody's mind. He showcased that he was God and rose from the grave. That's why I need y'all right now to spam the respawn emotes in the chat. He is risen. Read this final verse with me. Matthew 28:6. The angel says, he is not here. They've come to the tomb, but he is not here. He is risen, just as he said. Friends, I know that the resurrection of Jesus can be something that can be challenging for us to grasp. But can I tell you, friends, it is not just a Christian belief to believe that there was a man by the name of Jesus who hung on a cross and actually died. Some people might speculate, well, but did Jesus actually really die? The Romans themselves, the people that wanted to make sure Jesus was dead, confirmed he is actually dead. There was one thing they were really, really, really good at, making sure that people were dead. And they placed him in the tomb, knowing for sure he was dead. It is historical, accurate fact. You may not believe that Jesus is God, but you would be a historical fool to not believe all of the research. No one that is a legitimate scholar can dispute that there was a man named Jesus who hung on the cross and died. Nobody would refute it. Not a single person that would have any sort of credibility in the scholarly scholastic world will refute that Jesus was a man who died on the cross. You know what they can also not refute? That 3 days later, somehow that body is gone. And 3 days later, 500 eyewitnesses and historical facts to prove that all of them saw Jesus walking amongst them. I shared an entire message a few years back entitled Proving the Resurrection of Jesus Without Even Using the Bible. We're using data, historical facts, and everything to prove the resurrection. I would encourage you to go back and watch it. At this point, it takes more faith to believe that Jesus did not resurrect than it does to believe not just the Bible, to believe historical proven data that there was a man named Jesus who hung on a cross, who actually was killed, and then somehow 3 days later is walking yet again amongst humanity. Let me tell you, friends, I don't just believe because it sounds good. I believe because God has done something so undeniable for all of humanity that when everything stood against him, Jesus rose from the grave, showcasing to you that which God is true, the one who's still alive, the one who defeated hell, death, and the grave, the one who did what nobody else could do. Jesus respawned. And that, friends, that is the foundation of Christian faith. We're not reading just a book of history. Just the way Jesus is alive, I believe the Bible is God's living word to humanity. And Jesus offers for you today what he already bought on your behalf. Victory. Friends, I've come to tell every single one of you today, if you are a follower of Jesus, God's desire is not for you to live in defeat. God's desire is for you to live in victory. It doesn't mean life will be perfect, but I see too many Christians walking around with a defeated mindset, When Jesus died so that you and I could live in victory, my life is not perfect. My life is not always easy. But if I've read the end of the book, which I have, it shows that followers of Jesus have attained the victory of God, that in the end we win. I can receive eternity in heaven. It is the eternal hope that no matter what comes my way, come hell or high water, heaven is my future. Heaven is my home because Jesus let me win. And I encourage you, friends, by putting your trust and faith in Jesus, by deciding that I am going to follow Christ as my Savior. I've tried to do it my own way. But today I'm gonna turn from my sin and I'm gonna follow after God, who knows better than I ever could, who has a purpose and a plan for my life, who loves me, and I don't have to try to earn it. I don't have to try to practice to get the victory. I have already been given the victory. Jesus won it for me. And so as a follower of Jesus, I encourage you, walk with your chin held high. You have victory. You are not living in defeat. You are living in victory. The resurrected Savior God has given you a resurrected life. It's time to start acting like it. It's time to start living with hope and encouragement and in victory that Jesus, my God, lives and lives in me. And friends, I encourage you, as you go out and live out your faith as a follower of Jesus, people do not need to see a faith that is still in the tomb. They need to see a faith that has been resurrected. They don't need to see a hope that has been lost in the tomb. They need to see with your life a hope that has been resurrected, a faith that has respawned, a smile that has respawned, because Jesus took you out of your life of sin. He took you out of your life of depression, and he turned your smile upside down, and he resurrected. He respawned your hope. He respawned your joy. He respawned your life in a way you never could. And I encourage you, when you interact with others, show them a life of victory, not a life of defeat. Your God is not dead. He's alive today. He hears you, he sees you, and he loves you. And when it comes to the battle royale, Jesus didn't need to be the last man standing. He didn't need to win in order to achieve true victory. He gave his life on the cross to let you win. Rose from the grave 3 days later to showcase that he is God, that he can wipe away all sin, that no matter your past, no matter what you've been through, Jesus offers something for you that you and I could never offer for ourselves. Eternity in heaven, hope, joy, and peace. And my hope is that for you, if you're a follower of Jesus, you will act like it. Walk in victory. Let people see your hope. And let people see that you really believe that Jesus has respawned. I pray for you. God, thank you. Thank you so much, Lord, that we serve a living God today. We serve a living God. God, I think of the word plunder, which means to take something, even if by force. God, I thank you that you came down into this world to plunder humanity from the storms of sin. You came to rescue us. You came to show the devil that you are not a force to be reckoned with. You came to show death that you were greater. And today we can stand free. So God, I pray that our hearts would be, God, filled with excitement and joy and fulfillment to know that I do not need to live a defeated life. I can live in victory. Regardless of my situations, which are real and are painful and do hurt, but I can live in victory because Jesus has won it for me. And I pray that God, we would represent you to the world, to represent that Jesus is alive. He is no longer in the tomb. He has resurrected from the grave. And I pray that God, we would live as resurrected people to show the world there is a resurrected Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. And friends, maybe you're here. Maybe all of faith, maybe the Bible, maybe all of this is new to you. Let's be honest. Maybe you're here because you want the giveaway. I don't blame you, dude. It's a freaking nice monitor, bro. I don't blame you. Maybe you're here and you're like, man, I don't know how I think about all of this. My friend's gonna tell you my story. That I'm an imperfect person who has made mistakes, done things that I regret. And Jesus died to pay the price on your behalf. I have done wrong. All of us have sinned. And Jesus loved you so much that he wanted to pay the price on your behalf. Maybe you're here and I talk to so many people that just feel like they're stuck. And stuck in this cycle of bad decisions. I know exactly what that's like. Feel like I'm stuck, man. I'm stuck in addiction, stuck in depression, and I just can't seem to win myself out of the situation. Can I encourage you? Let Jesus win for you. Let him heal you. Let him save you. Let him rescue you. Whatever it is that you've been through in your life, can I tell you that Jesus offers a better life? And today I want to do something bold. What I want to do right now is I want to give people an opportunity to make a decision to follow Jesus. Maybe here, and you've been on the fence, and maybe even right now you're listening like, man, I don't even know if I fully know if this stuff works, but what I do know is that what I'm doing now definitely doesn't work. I'm stuck in my addiction. I'm feeling lost. I'm feeling hopeless. It feels like there's nothing ahead, and I know that's not working. So you know what? Today, I want to make a choice, and I want to follow Jesus. I want to let him show to me that he is God. Maybe you're here, and you're looking for fulfillment. You're looking for friendship with God. You're looking for freedom. Jesus offers all of that to you for free. And what I want to do, if you want to make a decision to follow Jesus, it's got to be your choice. I want to say a prayer. Really, it's going to be simple. Nothing fancy about the prayer, but I want to lead you in just a conversation of you inviting Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior. And I'm believing that there will be some people here right now that today you'll begin a journey that I did that changed my life forever, a journey of beginning friendship with Jesus. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have it all together. You don't have to stop doing anything you're currently doing right now before Jesus will invite you. He will work on our hearts. He will work on our lives. But Jesus says right now, he loves you. Right now, he wants friendship with you. And if today you want to put your trust and hope in Jesus, let's literally repeat these words after me as you're talking to God. Say this with me. God, I thank you that you sent Jesus to die on the cross for me. And I ask you today, God, to come into my life, to be my Lord, to be my Savior, to forgive me of sin, to give me a second chance. And I thank you, God, that from this day forward, I'm living a new life. I still got questions. I don't have it all together, but I thank you that you are walking with me through the pain, through the ups and the downs to lead me to new life in victory. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, will you just right now just put some hype, some respawns in the chat, but I want to do something bold on this resurrection weekend. Friends, if you're here across all platforms, we're on YouTube, we're on TikTok, we're on Kick, we're on Twitch, we're on Facebook, we're everywhere. If you are here, I'm believing there's at least one that is praying that prayer to begin a relationship with Jesus for the first time, maybe after a long time, wanting to re-begin relationship with Jesus, would you be bold enough? We don't want to call you out. We want to celebrate you. Would you just type yes in the chat? Just saying, I prayed that prayer. Today, I am beginning new life. I am accepting the good news of Jesus. I just believe Tyra and I are praying that prayer right now in the chat. We see you, friend. We see you. We love you. Right now in the YouTube comments, right now, put it, I prayed that prayer. I today want to begin relationship and friendship with Jesus. And friends, I want to tell you, get plugged in, get connected with the community. You're going to hear a little bit more about that after, but we just want to celebrate you. We want to celebrate you and congratulate you that you are beginning what I believe is the best decision that any human can ever make. Friendship and relationship with Jesus. Friends, that is good news. And friends, Pastor Amanda and our choir have put together something so amazing to celebrate the good news of Jesus. They got a little song for you, and then Pastor Balls will be on screen. Guys, thank you so much for the opportunity to share a message with you. Know that we love you. Know that we're here for you. And know that God is beginning a new chapter in your life. Here's good news from the choir. Check this video out.
There's a lot of talk going around town. I hear a lot of people running their mouths. Every word like an anchor just bringing them down, down, down. We've all been looking for a silver lining, something to hold on to when hope's been hiding. I know a place you can go if you want to find it. And this is the good news, if you're breathing it's for you. An empty grave, a life that's changed, it all points to Jesus' name. If you've been searching and nothing's been working, I've got good news, Jesus loves you. Up your eyes and look around you. This is the place where your freedom is found. Take a minute, breathe it in, watch your life turn upside down. This is the good news, if you're breathing it's for you. An empty grave, a life has changed, it all points to Jesus' name. If you've been searching and nothing's been working, but I got good news, Jesus loves you.
No matter what you bring, always in love with you. No matter your history, always in love with you.
No matter your unbelief, always in love with you. From now till eternity, he's still in love with you. No matter what you bring, oh, he's in love.
Good news,
if you're breathing is for you. Enhance, be great, a life that's changed. It all points to Jesus' name. If you've been searching and nothing's been working, I got good news. Jesus loves you. No matter what you bring, oh, he's in love with you. No matter your history, oh, he's in love with you. No matter your unbelief, oh, he's in love with you. From now till eternity, he's still in love.
Let's go. Put some hearts, put some clappers in the chat. Who said you can't have an online choir? All the people that were involved in making that video, the people that were singing, the people that did the mixing, the people that had everything going on, the graphics, everything. That was absolutely epic. That was amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so I hope that you guys enjoyed it. That was phenomenal. And can we put some hearts in the chat and give some praise emotes as well, that Jesus loves us, that he came down from his throne to die on the cross, and that he rose from the dead so we can celebrate today that he is no longer in the tomb, he is no longer in the grave, but he resurrected to save us, to save you and to save me, and to cover us with his blood. Let's get some amens in the chat from that. And hey, if I know a few people that you guys put yes in the chat, whether it's here on Twitch, Kick, YouTube, Facebook, hey, I want you to do me a favor. We are so excited that you have decided today to start this journey with Jesus Christ. But I want you to know, we want to walk on this walk with you as well. We want to help you on this journey, because there's a lot of questions that you might have. Like, where do I go from here? I just made this epic decision. You're telling me it's a big thing that I just did. But what do I do now? We would love to be able to connect with you. And so if somebody could do me a favor, type !connect in the chat. If you made that decision today to follow Jesus Christ, or if this is your first time, or you've kind of fallen off the trail and you made that decision to restart that relationship with Jesus, like I said, we would like to connect with you. Click on that link that comes up in the chat. And what I would ask you to do is to fill out that form with as much information as you feel comfortable giving. We'd love to be able to connect with you, answer any questions that you have, and be able to start this journey with you, get you connected into the church, get you connected with people, get you connected with community, being able to fellowship with other people so you can learn and be able to continue on this amazing journey because of this amazing decision that you have just made today. So congratulations to those of you that have just accepted Jesus Christ into your life. It's absolutely amazing. And I promise you, you will not regret it.